cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. Getting elementary school children excited about the future of their education can be a difficult task. But next we'll hear about a program that's letting a local college professor connect with a classroom at Hollinger Elementary and share his enthusiasm for learning. Here's Professor Scott Tayo and fourth grade teacher Brenda Maiturena to tell us more.
Do you remember the first time we came into your class a couple years ago?
Yes.
As you know, I have two kids that are there in the Gifted and Talented program at Hollinger, and just to be involved in my own kids' class, I started going in when my son was a first grader, and one day I brought in a graduate student with me to demonstrate the work he was doing, and I introduced him and I said, this is one of my graduate students, and one of the little girls raised her hand and said, what's a graduate student? I realized that certain groups of children in the population at Hollinger maybe gets a different set of expectations than other kids, like my own children. So that was when I decided that with a small amount of effort and getting some help from my wife and some other volunteers, we could actually really come in and try to make a difference at a very early age with kids.
Well, I was one of the teachers that wasn't really comfortable. I love teaching reading and writing. I feel that's one of my fortes. But when you came into our school, I just thought, you know, this is the time where I can grow as an educator. You know, I can actually fill in the gaps, you know, that I had in my teaching. Last week, when Miss Danielle came in, one of your graduate students, she came into our class. When she finished, she wrapped up, she left. And, you know, I just told my kids, you know what, boys and girls, we need to brainstorm about other titles, you know, creative titles for our science projects. And one of them said, Mrs. Maiturena, I really like that Miss Danielle and Mr. Ty are coming, and that you're guiding us through the whole process of the science fair. So by the time we're in fifth grade, we're going to be experts. We're not going to need any more help. And I'm thinking, okay, hopefully we're still going to have some more graduate students and Dr. Tayo coming to Hollinger to help us. So we know, obviously, the process of the science projects, but just like how to start, how to get the kids to really think about a question, think about something they're passionate about and take it to the next level. Teaching them that science is everywhere and they can pretty much do it all the time.
Yeah, I've noticed with especially your class, the group of kids that you have this year, I've been working with them for a couple of years. And 2 years ago, I spent a lot of time with them because my son was in their class as a first grader when they were second graders. But I have noticed such a difference. When I was in your class last week, I noticed such a difference at how much more engaged, how much they understood the process. It's difficult for me because I have sort of a small window. I've seen a couple of kids for a couple of years. Do you feel like with your students, and also because we broaden this out now, the whole school's participating, mm-hmm. do you think that the kids are more excited about Science Fair than a couple of years ago when we started?
They're excited to know that they're going to be guided through the process. They still need a lot of guidance, and they love science. This class, you know, they enjoy the projects. They enjoy learning, period. They love learning. And they love learning new concepts. And so because of that reason, they get excited to know that, you know, somebody from the University of Arizona is going to come and they're going to elaborate more, you know, which is what we talk about in our class. They'll elaborate on a certain concept, whatever they're, you know, learning about. So, you know, these kids are loving science. They enjoy it. And if on Wednesdays we don't do science in the afternoon because we have early dismissal, and they're like, oh, but we're going to miss out on science. So that tells me a lot.
That was Scott Tayo, a professor in the College of Optical Sciences at the University of Arizona, talking with Brenda Maiturena, who teaches fourth grade dual language, Gifted and Talented, at Hollinger Elementary.